Quest presents an unabridged recording of Claiming Victory, a romantic comedy by Beverly Watts, narrated by Mark Elstob and Colleen Prendergast.
Chapter 1. Retired Admiral Charles Shackelford entered the dimly lit interior of his favourite watering hole. Once inside, he waited a second for his eyes to adjust and glanced around to check that his ageing Springer Spaniel was already seated beside his stool at the bar. Pickles had disappeared into the undergrowth half a mile back as they walked along the wooded trail high above the picturesque River Dart. The scent of some poor unfortunate rabbit had caught his still youthful nose. The Admiral was not unduly worried. This was a regular occurrence, and Pickles knew his way to the ship inn better than his master. Satisfied that all was as it should be for a Friday lunchtime, Admiral Shackelford waved to the other regulars and made his way to his customary seat at the bar, where his long-standing and long-suffering friend, Jimmy Noon, was already halfway down his first pint. "You're a bit late today, sir," observed Jimmy, after saluting his former commanding officer smartly. Charles Shackelford grunted as he heaved his ample bottom onto the bar stool.
"Got bloody waylaid by that bossy daughter of mine."
He sighed dramatically before taking a long draught of his pint of real ale, which was ready and waiting for him.
"Damn being a bonnet, since she found out about my relationship with Mabel Pomfrey. Of course I'd told her to mind her own bloody business, but it has to be said that the cat's out of the bag and no mistake."
He stared gloomily down into his pint.
"She said it cast aspersions on her poor mother's memory. But what she doesn't understand, Jimmy, is that I'm still a man in me prime. I've got neat, I mean, look at me. Why can't she see that I'm still a fine figure of a man? And any woman would be more than happy to shack up with me."
Abruptly, the Admiral turned towards his friend, so the light shone directly onto his face and leaned forward.
"Come on then, man, tell me you agree."
Jimmy took a deep breath as he dubiously regarded the watery eyes, thread-veined cheeks and larger-than-average nose, no more than 6 inches in front of him. However, before he could come up with a suitably acceptable reply that wouldn't result in him standing to attention for the next 4 hours in front of the Admiral's dishwasher, the Admiral turned away, either indicating it was purely a rhetorical question or he genuinely couldn't comprehend that anyone could possibly regard him as less than a prime catch. Jimmy sighed with relief. He really hadn't got time this afternoon to do dishwasher duty, as he'd agreed to take his wife shopping. Although, to be fair, a 4-hour stint in front of an electrical appliance at the Admiral's house, with Tory sneaking him tea and biscuits, was actually preferable to 4 hours trailing after his wife in Marks and Spencer's. He didn't think his wife would see it that way, though. Emily Noon had enough trouble understanding her husband's tolerance towards that dynasty.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?